Kia ora, kua te reano mā te ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Former Rotorua Lakes councillor and outspoken talkback host Merepeka Raukawa Tate is standing for Te Pāti Māori in Rotorua in October's election. She's the first Māori Party candidate announced for a general seat. Ms. Raukawa Tate says her hometown experienced unprecedented growth in employment and business in recent years, but it was also severely affected by the COVID pandemic and its accompanying lockdowns. She says Rotorua has strong self-belief and is starting to rebuild and recover. Ms. Raukawa Tate says Te Pāti Māori believes Māori must be in control of their own lives. A facilitator on the victims panel of the Abuse and Care Royal Commission says a punitive approach to state care won't work. Last weekend, a group of six rangatahi staged a rooftop protest on the roof of the Korowai Manaaki Oranga Tamariki Youth Justice Facility in South Auckland. It prompted the ACT Party to call for corrections to take over the running of youth justice facilities, and the National Party said it would expand the criteria of its proposed young serious offender category. Professor Tracy McIntosh says no one wants to live in fear, and the young people who come into care need to be given hope they can do better. She says simplistic notions on law and order won't produce the outcomes we want to achieve.
Absolutely agree that we do need to have a victim-centred approach, and that victim-centred approach needs to be sitting really clearly in what do you do to uphold the mana of whānau and of rangata.
Professor McIntosh says often the loudest noises about social issues come from those who are least affected. And finally, New Zealand Trade and Enterprises Director of Māori Partnership says Prime Ministerial trade missions may not be the best places for Māori to do business. A number of Māori business people, as well as Te Matatini winners Te Whānau Ā'apanui, were on Prime Minister Chris Hipkins' mission to China last week, which Dale Stevens says was a success in terms of culture and relationships. But he says tight security around prime ministerial travel means only businesses with deep pockets are able to act at short notice when itineraries are set, and that would rule out many Māori businesses. They may get better value from Māori-led trade delegations, where they are the centre of attention.
The better opportunities all round, where it might be led by a trade minister or a Māori development minister, because that way you can give it more time, plan it out, make the meetings and the opportunities much more focused on the business end of the equation.
Dale Stevens says a Māori trade delegation could also be accompanied by a top kapahaka. And that's your Wātea English News.